Hello, this is Eastside Dave McDonald, and you may know me from my litany of plugs. Now here they are. Special Delivery starring Sam and Dave on SiriusXM, the Davey Mac Sports program on Stitcher.com and iTunes, and my website, EastsideDaveCountry.com. Boy, am I a whore, and you're listening to Super Game Stuff with Coke Logic.
Hello, my name is facebook.com/clubsodakenny, and you're listening to Game Stuff. It's none other than the great Coke Logic.
Ahoy, hoy, welcome to Super Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Remember last Super Game Stuff when I said we all knew where to buy Batman Arkham City because Best Buy had an exclusive pre-order Robin Challenge map character? And that was the end of that? Well, of course it couldn't be that simple. This is pre-order bonus content we're talking about. It has to be a clusterfuck of every retailer having its own exclusive deal. Batman Arkham City is getting a slew of in-game Batman skins. Other than the Toys R Us pre-order bonus of the 1970s blue and gray Batman, it's not entirely clear which retailers will have which skins, but here's the list of Batman skins that will be available. 1970s Batman, the capeless Batman from Batman Beyond, Batman from the Batman animated series, One Earth Batman, that's an obscure one to me, and finally Frank Miller's bulky Dark Knight Batman with the John Locke old man tits. Frank Miller's Batman will be included when you buy the collector's edition of Batman Arkham City. Updates on where to buy and what will be sold as DLC as it comes along. Or just wait for the inevitable Game of the Year edition where they're sure to include all pre-order bonus and DLC, but who the hell is gonna wait for that? Batman Arkham City will be released on October 18th. Someone get a hose, Nintendo shit the bed. After a month of Nintendo admitting they should have had more games available at the launch of the 3DS, but they thought the technology would be impressive enough to sell the handheld console even without a great selection of games. And merely weeks after Nintendo admitting that they were not rolling out games either in stores or virtual consoles because, quote, 3D games were harder to make than originally thought. And only days after Nintendo President Iwata cut his own salary 50% as compensation for the poor sales. How un-American. Nintendo is slashing the price of the 3DS from $250 to $170. That's an $80 difference, only 4 months after the launch of the system. While the new price takes effect on August 12th, several retailers, such as Walmart, have begun selling the handheld for $170 as of August 9th. So the people who buy the system in the next few days will get into Nintendo's Ambassador Program. That's what they're calling the early adopters who bought the system at full price. Cute name, but who gives a shit? And if you are part of this ambassador program, then you're going to be getting 20 downloadable titles, a mixed bag of original Nintendo and Game Boy Advance titles from Nintendo's first-party lineup. But if you already bought the system in the first 4 months, with its extremely low sales, you've probably already played these games on the Game Boy or the original Nintendo. But the interesting point here is the 3DS did not sell at $250, which makes me wonder if there just weren't enough new games to entice people into paying that much money, or $250 is just too fucking expensive for a handheld system that isn't an iPhone. The Sony Vita handheld mysteriously slipped into 2012 for North America and UK around the time of the 3DS announcements. And this mattress turd of a price drop has Nintendo very tight-lipped on any pricing details on their next home console, the Wii U, which is surely doomed to fail. That's just my opinion, but what do I know? I'm just doing a video game podcast. Boom. Square Enix has acquired the previously canceled True Crime Hong Kong, but not entirely. They bought the game, but not the franchise name, so they can't use the title True Crime or the characters. So what is Square thinking with this acquisition? The Bouncer 2. Come on. And Square is just dumb enough to do it. And if not, maybe Final Fantasy Versus 13 too. Even the dude bros have to see that the EA Sports Pass is a waste of fucking money. EA would like to offer you, for a low, low price of $25 or 2,000 Microsoft points, which is also $25, a one-year sports pass where you'll get a mere 20% discount off of all EA Sports and only Sports DLC. No discounts on the games. And a chance to download the entire sports game for 3 days in advance. But only 3 days in advance. Then you actually have to buy the retail game and continue playing with your save data. But who's dumb enough to do this? It's 3 days. Maybe it's just me, but if you're willing to pay $25 to play a game 3 days in advance, you're a fucking child. You're better off freezing yourself in the snow like Eric Cartman waiting for the Nintendo Wii. This is what I think was going on. EA said,
"We'd love to make more money off this already annual franchise. Can we charge for a demo?"
"Now you can't! They'll be all over us!"
"How about we sell a demo, but with all the features unlocked?"
"And we'll let our hardcore loyal fans play the game for 30 days in advance."
"Okay, but instead of 30 days, how about a measly 3?
And scene. And you really think that you're going to see the savings on 20% off of DLC? Don't waste your money. Listen, I'm no economist, but I'm a journalist. A fucking great journalist. And now it's time for the Twitter question of the week. Last week I asked you to tweet me at CokeLogic on Twitter and give me your opinion on Bastion for the XBLA. And the response was overwhelming. And by that, I mean I was overwhelmed with anger that not one person sent in their opinion. Mayhaps this means no one bought the game to give a comment. Can't blame you for that. I picked up From Dust, and my excuse is I bought it when I was drunk. The demo is pretty much all you need to know about the game. Not great. So this week's Twitter question is, does anyone even care about any games that are coming out before August 23rd when Deus Ex The Human Revolution comes out? Hit me up on Twitter at CokeLogic, and I'll read your comments on Super Game Stuff. Finally, Twisted Metal has been delayed until 2012, but does anyone care? People who are looking forward to the game will have a more polished experience, while everyone else doesn't give a shit. Honestly, who says, "I'm looking forward to Twisted Metal"? Okay, I'm gonna fake like I'm taking a break right now and play a production piece. Meanwhile, I'm just gonna be sitting in front of the microphone and edit this all together later. But for you, here's a break and a little word from our sponsor.
Hello, it's Club Soda Kenny, and while I never listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, I always listen to Special Delivery. Sam and Dave, every Saturday night at 9 p.m. on XM 105 and Sirius 206.
Hi, this is CokeLogic from Super Game Stuff, that show you were just listening to. And I'd like to take a moment of my time to talk to you about Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Recently, the Big Kev's Geek Stuff studio was robbed. All of their recording equipment has been stolen. Their laptop, their microphones, their speakers, perhaps even some action figures. But the point is, what they need you to do... Sorry, what they want you to do. No, they need this. What they need you to do is go to Big Kev's Geek Stuff and find the donate button that's on the front page. Any and all donations will be welcome. Even $5 would be fantastic. Of course, it probably would be better if it was more than $5. I mean, this is recording equipment here, folks. Good intentions does not buy equipment. But on a serious note, please go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and give what you can, and all that you can, but not more than you can. But the point is, donate to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Thank you.
What the fuck is happening?
Game Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back from the fake break. And you know what? Stop the music. I'm not gonna do a wrap up. I actually don't like when Big Kev's Geek Stuff does a wrap up. It almost seems like they're padding the episode with a recap just to kind of boost the time from 40 minutes to an hour. So I'm not going to do that. But as you heard in the production piece during the break, Big Kev's Geek Stuff's studio was robbed, and they are looking for donations to buy new equipment, new microphones, new computers, maybe some vinyl toys. They're probably not buying toys. I'm sure that all this money is going directly towards recording equipment so they can get back on the internet. and then talk about vinyl toys. They'll talk about the toys. They won't buy them. All the money goes towards rebuilding the show. Because you have no show, you can't talk about the toys. What's the use talking about toys if you can't own them? I'm just babbling now. Later, bitches. This is Coke Logic, signing off for Super Game Stuff.